This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I hear all the time, Sam, people go, man, I love them songs you play. Then y'all come on and start talking. I hear that all the time. And I'll be honest with you, there's times I don't feel like talking. I want to listen to it too. This is one of them, Spinners. But it's a perfect song to welcome our guests, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on this this Sunday morning, fourth day of January. And as we welcome Kyle Sandy in, who's going to talk about high school basketball, girls and boys, we intro him with a song that says, games people play.
How about that?
Yes, ain't your energy that you're dealing with here. Good morning, Kyle. And as always, when we introduce you, we're going to ask first, not how are you doing, how the kids doing?
Yeah. The little people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Yeah, the little people. Good morning, everybody. The little people are doing well. They are asleep. Actually, one, Rosie, she's been waking up pretty early lately to have some mommy time. So she's getting her nutrients right now, half asleep. But no, the children are doing good. They're in the gym a lot. They were crying and fussing at her last game. They do not like when the Jackson County Lady Panthers are losing on the scoreboard. The children feel it. They see the energy, and they start crying, and it's just it's a calamity on the court. It's a nightmare in the stands. So when we win games, the babies are happy, but when we lose, Camden and Rossi, they do not like that.
This is something to figure this.
They've already got allegiances to a team.
Wow.
And there's going to be people, now that you said this publicly, going to try and keep you out the building because they don't want you to jinx nothing.
People, when they shoot free throws, everyone, they go silent or people cheer and stomp on the bleachers. So when they hear a four-month-old baby start crying and wailing, that is ear piercing. That might be our best bet of making other teams miss free throws. But obviously, we don't want our children to cry. So that's kind of like, not great.
Oh, what up there, folks? Spend a time on the wait4.com hotline. My goodness, on this first weekend of the New Year's, Kyle Sandy, and he is social. Always find him at KyleSandy355 at KyleSandy355. Well, Kyle, I know there's some tournaments that you had to go to. You had to keep the babies and some you couldn't get to. I went to the She Got Game and saw that for a little bit Friday night. And then there was this massive thing over at Grayson last night. Talk about what you saw and what you found out.
Yeah, that Grayson event was great. I wasn't able to get out there in person, but thanks to SUV TV, I was able to watch those games. And boy, oh boy, there were some interesting matchups. I mean, top 10 teams all throughout the day playing one another. You saw North Oconee handle Tri-City by about 14 points. The nightcap was a stunner. You saw Grayson go up by about 16 on Decatur, and Decatur crawl and climb their way back into it, knocked off the host school by 2 points. You saw Bryce Housen go coast to coast with about 3 seconds left to stun the Grayson Rams, hand them their first loss. So just great basketball all throughout. And the nightcap, which finished up at, right around 11 p.m., if not a little bit earlier, was well worth the long day in the gym for those who were able to get out there. But some great matchups, great games, and a lot of work that I had to do today as I get into these state rankings.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. And listen, I'm not taking a shot at you. You've been on this show enough to where we can talk to you like family and get some information, because you just mentioned the Grayson loss. But if you go to the website, it's – they're still undefeated. So how often do you update this thing with these scores?
So this is every Sunday morning. I do the boys, and I do it right after I get off the phone with you guys. Okay. So what you see as far as these rankings, that's from the week prior. So it's going from the week prior's results and everything. So you will get a fresh set of rankings done by hopefully around, 1, 2 p.m. today. For the boys, and then once I get that posted, I go on and start working on the girls. And now the girls, sometimes it'll get posted today, but usually the girls' rankings will come out Monday early on, before lunchtime the following day. So, yes, once I get off the phone with you, I go back and I crunch all the results throughout the week for all these teams that were ranked. So we got a bunch of classifications, so I'm going to have to be looking at over 80 teams worth of results. Yep. Multiply that by two, then add into addition the new teams that are coming into the rankings. So I have a lot of research ahead of me on Sundays and Monday mornings.
I tell you, I got to look at it. I was out at Lemon Street the last day of that Tuesday, and I got a chance to look at the team from Walker School. They were taking on Columbus, and the college scouts and recruiters were all around. I think one of the players on Copper Columbus got an offer, I think, from Kennesaw State. But I mean, but Walker School is very strong. I was very impressed with what I saw from them.
Yeah, Walker is off to a great start this year. Lorenzo McCurvey has had a great season, a junior. He's about 6'5", 6'6", wing, guard, really plays every single position. They have KD Hernandez, who's a sophomore, who has some high major offers already as a point guard. Devin Fernandez transferred in. He's a really good guard. I mean, they just have everything up and down the roster, just a very smart team that shares the ball very well, shoots the three exceptionally well. And you just mentioned Carver. Tobias Tolbert, a big 6'8" post player, had 40 points in a game. I believe it was a win against North Cobb Christian, had a breakout performance. He's more so known for being huge inside and blocking shots and rebounding, but he dominated offensively, and he landed the Kennesaw State offer. So you are, yes, sir, right on the money, Mr. Crenshaw.
You know, Sam,
yeah.
And I say this respectfully, with our man Kyle here, with the new babies and given the expanse of this website
yeah.
and his being thought of as somebody who's on top of everything, which he is, my man, you gotta like start building a staff. You're going to need some help. And I say that respectfully because here's the thing. I'm looking at your site. You talked about when you update them, and then you have a feature. Like, we go to one of your features, recent posts, and you talk about the top wings. You got one with the top forwards. You are highlighting these kids who their years aren't over with, their seasons aren't over with. Somebody may ascend to this level, so maybe there'll be somebody who cracked this top five of girls and boys, wings, forwards, centers, so on and so forth. My point is, you're spread really thin, and I don't want your wife getting mad at you because you're not home helping out with the babies.
Well, he's doing that from home though.
No, but he's got to go out and see some other folks. Right? So I'm just saying, we might have to help him expand the Sandy Spiel universe.
Interns.
Yeah, there you go.
Interns.
Yeah, interns. That's a great idea. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's. You got to get creative this year, and obviously years moving forward as well, trying to find my footing, find my groove as far as what works and what doesn't work. You know what will work, though?
What's
next
that?
Saturday, I will be in the gym on the 10th at Monroe Area High School, the Sandy Spiel Shootout, my last event of the season. We have some big-time boys basketball. We have Commerce, who just knocked off number one Raven last night. They played Putnam County, who was eliminated by them in the state tournament last year, a classic game. We got Monroe Area, the host school, versus Mountain View. We got Winder Barrel Boys versus Jonesboro, the Cardinals.
Jonesboro's coming.
And we finished with Buford versus Cherokee Bluff. So we got four slobber knockers coming up. Yes, sir, on the boys' side. Four boys' games tipping off at 2 p.m., last game at 6:30. We get you in, we get you out, and we have some fun at Monroe Area High School.
And as long as we're breaking news here, not to dwarf yours, but to actually highlight it, you know what happens the week after that? Sam and Greg get their Saturdays back, which means you can come on that Saturday morning, talk about a game you're heading to that Saturday afternoon.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. That's very true. Wow. Saturday, congratulations. That's exciting.
So absolutely. I'm just telling you, we got it covered here. And as March Madness approaches, we get into February, we got that stuff. This is like your time of year, man.
You get to go down to Macon and make that side trip to Bucky's.
Oh, that's right, Bucky's. Get your break. Don't forget
you got to pick up stuff for the babies down there now.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
they got onesies and everything, right?
Yeah,
I could give them some toys.
We got a whole end of winter, beginning of spring situation set up for you.
There you go.
It's wonderful.
Gotta be fun. Great stuff, man, as always. All right, thoughts about who's emerging, some teams that are surprising you right now, because a lot of the people you mentioned are the usual suspects, but who's emerging and doing something different? Who's catching your eye already?
Tequila Boys, they're off to a great start, 13-1. Last I saw, they won that Jaxco Holiday Hoop Fest tournament. They won their second and third round games. Third round was championship by 35 points apiece. This is a team that is young. They only have one senior on the roster. They have a little bit of size. They got about 6'6 inside, but it's all guard play. They can all shoot the three exceptionally well. They're having games of over 10 threes pretty much routinely, nightly. They got a great freshman guard named Dorian Douglas, is fantastic. They got a 6'3 sophomore named Case Presley, can really play. Kenny LaRue's that lone senior that can get it done on both sides of the ball. The Cula boys have been super, super, super impressive this year. So I would say that's a team to look out for in Class 6A as far as maybe a dark horse that can, carry themselves deep into the state tournament. When you had that three-point shot, that's really the great equalizer, and they play extremely hard defensively as well. So I tip my hat to the Falcons of Tequila. They are off to a great start.
We're going to give a certain program some love here because of my ignorance. Because I don't know all of these schools. I don't know the history of them. I'm seeing some names here, too, that I didn't know who they were. So I know when I mention this, he's going to have something nice to say. But educate me about Kip Atlanta. This is a double-A team. Mm-hmm. They're 7-2. But I have never – and you got it in capital letters, KIPP Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
Them
please.
Dudes are good.
Yeah, well, help me out here. Let me know who they are, where they're located, and why they are the top, this program, the top of the double-A division.
Yeah, now, I don't know off the exact top of my head what the KIPP stands for, but I know that's they have KIPP in, different cities across the nation. It's a type of – school that I think you can find in big cities. I don't know if you would know exactly what that stands for, Sam. But Kip, as far as the basketball team goes,
kind of like a charter school.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so you find Kip and fill in the blank with another city name. But basketball-wise, they're off to a great start. They have a lot of talent there. They're big inside. They have a couple 6'7", 6'8 kids transferred over from Midtown last year, and he's had a season as a 6'7 wing. They have some other tough-nosed kids, big guards. They just really pass the eye test. When you see this team walk off the bus, they're big, they're athletic, they're strong. And if they can knock down some outside shots as well, they're really, really tough. So they're off to a great start this year, and they have some signature wins already. So Kip is a real legitimate threat to win a state title for the first time in Class 2A.
You watch for them. Watch for them. Thoughts about now on the girls' side, because I had a chance to watch. I saw Newton. They were out at Lake Point. Newton was there. Etowah was there. Marietta was there. Hillgrove, Westlake. I mean, I'm looking at your whole. You see, they were all under the same roof, man, playing out there. So
yeah.
It was remarkable to watch all those teams. But the Etowah team was pretty impressive to me.
Yeah, Etowah, again, great season so far. They lost one of their best players, Caitlin Garcia, their star sophomore, tore her ACL a couple weeks ago, and she had already logged a triple-double in a game this year. So that tells you just how good Caitlin Garcia is. And she's been out for a few weeks now and obviously not going to be returning this season, but they continue to roll. The Eagles are just very well coached. Coach Tetley does a good job. Savannah Aparicio is a really, really good guard that should start drawing some Division I, if not Division I, certainly Division II offers, which is how heady of a player she is. They play really good defense. They shoot the three. They're not overly big. They don't have a lot of major size, a lot of kind of like in that 5'8 range. But they keep the ball away from the rim. They knock down open threes, and they play very well together, sharing the ball. So Etowah, a very tough, tough team, even without all their pieces in place right now.
Look at this.
All right.
Man, oh, man. He just sounds differently now as a pop. He just sounds more mature and educated and all that stuff, man. We just so happy
he's just
for
getting
you.
Less sleep at night. That's
but he's learning, man. Kyle, as always, buddy, we thank you for getting up and joining us, and we're not done with you. We'll be reaching out again soon.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks. Have a great day. Appreciate
there
you guys.
Enjoy it. Enjoy all the rest of your weekend. Right. That is Kyle Sandy. Sandy Spiel is the website. Check it out. David Archer will be joining us coming up top of the hour. He has got an interview with Jerry Carbone. This gentleman is from Rooms to Go, and Jerry and Dave are going to talk about, well, I would imagine some sports in there too, but they're going to talk about the relationship between Rooms to Go and our Atlanta Falcons. Of course, you can hear David on the call with Wes Durham, Falcons and Saints. We're going to have that game for you in case you can't get in front of a TV. 1 o'clock kick, pregame before that. Of course, we get on out here at 9 o'clock and turn things over to Joe Patrick and Andy Bunker, the Wait For It Tailgate Show. Up next, I got a really special story about another coworker of ours, something that happened this morning, paid a little tribute to him. And, of course, the casting call, let you know where his money is flying through the air in front of and behind the camera. Up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.